Today's program has been brought to you by TechServe, New York's original and still the best Apple computer, iPod, and iPhone store and repair shop. For more information, visit TechServe.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
On Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Helen Holliman, and I'm back for another week of radio at Roberta's Restaurant in Bushwick, Brooklyn. Today, we're taking an audible trip to Chi City, where an anonymous blogger has, who I guess I'm going to refer to as Ted Overrated, is curating a website called This Here's Overrated, But I Love Your City, Baby. And it's a site that's filled with a collection of Chicago's finest rap videos filmed in or near restaurants. So, Ted, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, please describe your blog, because I feel like I've given it kind of a one-note tone, because there's a lot going on. And tell me how this concept came about.
Okay, so right now what the blog is basically is a list of rap videos that you can watch, and then underneath them it tells you any restaurant that shows up either as background in the video or as some sort of actual set piece where the video was filmed. And I watch the videos and use Google Street View to figure out where the restaurants in the videos are, post them, and then I've made a map where you can go and look and see where in the city restaurants are located, so you can go eat at all the restaurants that your favorite rappers' videos were filmed at. And the story behind it basically goes back to this video by a guy named Chris Milley, who is a Hyde Park Kenwood area rapper, so from sort of the middle part of the East South Side, who made a video in Hyde Park shot at one of my favorite really terrible pizza places called Cholli's. Cholli's is actually right next to a bar called the Falcon Inn, and you can order pizza from Cholli's through a window that opens out into the bar. So Chris Milley filmed the video there and also in front of the Hyde Park Giordano's. That really amused me. And then a while later, I noticed on the same day a video by Common, who's a more famous rapper with this much more obscure rapper named Justro, in front of a sort of iconic barbecue restaurant named Lem's. And then also a joint video between King Louie and a guy named YP, at Shark's Fish and Chicken on State Street. And so when I saw those two other videos together, sort of went back to that earlier Chris Milley video that I'd really enjoyed and thought, I should probably make a blog just documenting all these. It'll be a good thing to do. It's cold in the winter in Chicago. I'll have lots of time to do it. So there you are. That's what the blog is.
Why did you start this blog? What was sort of the inspiration for you, but beyond your love of rap and food?
So I'm a graduate student in philosophy, so I have a lot of time just sitting in front of the computer trying to think about issues in political philosophy, and just doing that all the time inside in the Chicago winter is just, not quite enough. So I needed another project. This struck me as something that would be a fun one to take on. So, yeah, that was basically it. It's the depressing nature of Chicago winter that really drove me to it.
Well, you're incredibly ambitious, and you've got like this Rain Man ability to really break down each video. I mean, you even have by second marks in the video the location of wherever they're at, which is very useful. So,
well, thank you. Yeah, no, it's important. I sort of tried to think. My friend said that it reminded him, it made him think that the writing was really defensive in certain places, and that was sort of intentional. I wanted to make the writing seemed like sort of a nervous research assistant trying to prove exactly what the sort of evidence in each video was for where the restaurant was in Chicago. So, yeah, I think that the Rain Man comparison's apt. Thanks.
The title of your blog is a specific reference. Do you spill?
Yeah, so it's from a Wale song called, I think it's called That today, which is with a guy named Jeremiah, who is a R&B singer from Chicago, who most people know from the song Birthday Sex, which was a hit a couple years ago. And if you haven't heard it, I highly recommend it. But the song by Wale, it's basically about Wale traveling around to different locales on tour and all the different women that he spends time with. And in Chicago, he goes to Harold's with the woman that he meets up with and says, "This here's overrated, but I love your city, baby." And he gets a particular thing at Harold's, which is the mild sauce, which is kind of very celebrated in Chicago. So Harold's I'm sure we'll talk more about Harold's, but Harold's is a very famous and beloved chicken restaurant in Chicago that you can find all over the city. They're numbered. They're all called Harold's Chicken Shack, number something. So Wally's got this line that essentially says that one of the most beloved chicken restaurants in Chicago is overrated. So he comes to Chicago in 2011 and gives this line at a concert. You can watch a video of it on the site if you're interested. And gets just booed as soon as he says the line. So it's kind of it's a dig at Chicago in one way, because it's sort of attacking one of our icons. But it's also, I think, meant ultimately to be, good-natured ribbing. Apparently there's sort of a rivalry between the mild sauce of Chicago and a similar chicken sauce in D.C., which is where Wale is from. So that's the backstory of the name. It's a little, it might be more than you're looking for, but that's basically where the name comes from.
So to give listeners an idea of how precise this blog is, here's an example of kind of the information that you put with the video. So you have a video by Tree, it's called All, and in the video you break down the following, which includes Western Avenue Shrimp House, 922 Southwestern Avenue, Americana Submarine, it has the address, Downtown Dogs, Harold's Chicken Shack number 62. You pick out all of these different places. And what I'd love to know is, how long does it take you, walk us through your process of like identifying these restaurants through the videos? Because that must take a lot of time, and it probably isn't always clear where the location is.
Right, yeah. So it actually takes less time than you might think. I know the city relatively well. I've been here for almost 9 years. So often I'll just watch a video and say, "Oh, I recognize that place. It's the Downtown Dogs that's on X Street or whatever." But sometimes, like in this video, there'll be a place that I don't know, and that can take like maybe 10-15 minutes to figure out sometimes, because you have to find the best shot of this sort of partially shown sign that says Americana on it, and then trying to figure out what exactly that restaurant is. Go to Google Street View with whatever, data you can pull from the image that you've frozen in the video, and then use Google Street View to check whether or not the visual matches up with the video and the Street View. And I say this in the Frequently Asked Questions page on the blog, but I don't actually go out to all the restaurants, in part because it's a massive city. It's also winter, as I said, so I've got no interest in taking CTA to like 107th Street to confirm my findings. So fortunately, I can use Google to figure this stuff out. And it would take less time than you think. It can get really tricky, of course, with some of these. This Tree video is especially difficult because some of the frames are really brief. But yeah, it's not that terrible.
Tell me some of your top five favorite music videos from the site that you feel embody your favorite parts of like Chicago rap.
Okay, yeah, definitely. So the video you just mentioned by Tree is one of them. I think that Tree is a genius. He's just a really great producer, great rapper. I love his stuff. I think that's a really phenomenal video. It's really well done. It's directed by David Greenberg, who's a really talented guy. So that one's definitely up there. He's a pretty interesting rapper in general, because he sort of mixed together soul music samples, which are a staple of a certain style of Chicago hip-hop, with trap music, which is a musical style that originated in Atlanta. It has a certain sort of drum beat in the background, so he sort of mixed two things together. Trap music has become really influential in Chicago. So that's the first one. That's my number one, I would say. And then the number two, I think, is this video by Kid Sister. Kid Sister is someone who kind of came out of Chicago a few years back with a song called Pronails that was a hit that Kanye West did a remix of. And she does this song called Big and Bad that's mostly filmed in a Chicago hot dog place called Superdog, which is in the sort of far northwest side. It's this really sort of iconic, cool-looking restaurant. It's like red, white, and blue, and like owned by some old guy. There's a novel set in Chicago that discusses Superdog at one point. So it's a very Chicago place. And so it's filmed there and at the Markham roller skating rink, which is all the way on the far south side. So if you would just drive from Superdog on the north side down to the Markham roller rink, you'd get a really good sense of Chicago. It would take you a long time, but that video, I feel like, does a nice job of sort of encapsulating Chicago in that way. Okay, so that's number two. Number three, I would say, is by BBU. Which is an acronym for Bin Laden Blown Up. So sorry if that offends people, but that's what it means. And they did a song called Shy Don't Dance, which is about a Chicago dance style called jukin', which is a sort of really fast beat per minute electronic music that originated in Chicago. And so the chorus of the song is, "Shy don't dance no more, all we do is juke." And it was sort of an anthem a few years ago. And in the video, it's shot all over the city. They got some nice shots of a good falafel place called Sultan's Market. And they're really interesting guys politically. They do a lot of sort of more political rap. That one has some political stuff in it, but it's more of a sort of party song. So that's number three. I guess for number four, I'm going to go with something that's not actually a rap video. It's not actually a music video. It's an interview with a rapper named Chuck English from a group called The Cool Kids. Chuck English is now more of a producer, but The Cool Kids came out a few years ago, got really popular, kind of had issues with their record label, never really blew up the way people expected them to. But before that happened, they kind of had this moment. They were doing fundraisers for Obama and all this stuff. And there's this interview with Chuck English and this guy named Hood Chef. Hood Chef is someone you might be interested in talking to, actually. He's a New York guy who does interviews with rappers about their favorite food. Sort of a cooking show. So he's right up your alley. Seems like a cool guy based on his Twitter, really mellow. He interviews Chuck English, and Chuck English basically shouts out many of my favorite Chicago restaurants in the interview. So that's a good one if you want to just get a solid sense of some good food options. And then I guess the last one is Serengeti. Serengeti is kind of an experimental rapper who a while back got some notice for this video I posted, which is called Dennehy, named after the actor Brian Dennehy. And he raps with, so if you're familiar with the Saturday Night Live sketch about the Bears fans, he basically raps with that accent, and it's all about a softball game, cooking brats, going to various Chicago locations, department stores that no longer exist that were sort of Chicago icons. So that's a really solid picture of a certain milieu in Chicago, the Serengeti video. So that's five, I think.
That is very impressive. And, you know, you've got a incredibly comprehensive Google map, which we've been talking a little bit about. But for listeners out there, myself included, who've never been to Chicago, give me five of the spots off of your Google map that I should go eat at. And what is it that I should eat there?
Oof, okay, I don't know if I can give you...
Or not even five. Do whatever you like. What is quintessential Chicago food that may or may not be featured in these videos that we need to know about?
Okay, I can give that a shot. I don't know if I can give you the dishes, but I can definitely give you the broad categories of stuff that they're known for, to the best of my knowledge. So the one that already came up is Harold's. I think that's a really quintessential Chicago thing. Go there, get the mild sauce and the chicken. Number 27 is the most popular one for rap videos. It's in four videos, the most of any restaurant location. It's a little out of the way. It's at 107th and South Halsted. So it's not near necessarily your tourist attractions, but if you want to visit a Harold's, it's closer to downtown if that's where you're staying. I think number 62 is on South Wabash. It's much more easily accessible. So check Harold's out. And of course, one of the big things that Chicago is famous for is deep dish pizza and stuffed pizza. So there's two different kinds of Chicago pizza, the really thick kind. I'm personally from the East Coast, Mid-Atlantic. I grew up with New York-style pizza, but there's a certain time and place for Chicago deep dish, and one of those times is if you're a tourist in Chicago. So the rappers that have featured deep dish pizza in their videos have done it at Giordano's, which is one of the local chains, and I think that they're a pretty solid place. So if you want to have a rap video based recommendation, it's Giordano's. Personally, I would go for Pequod's. Pequod's, you can get a really solid deep dish pizza Chicago style. And Art of Pizza is another really good one. So deep dish pizza is a must if you come to Chicago. If you want to do it rap style, do it Giordano's. If you want to do it my style, Pequod's or Art of Pizza. And then hot dogs are another really big thing associated with Chicago. And Polish sausage. So if you want to get a Polish sausage, you know, the right way according to the videos I've got listed on the site, I would say check out Original Maxwell Street or Jim's on Union, South Union. So those are both in rap videos. I've actually gone there with my current state representative back when I was in college. So, you know, it's all kinds of people, state reps, rappers, all totally down with Original Maxwell Street and Jim's. And Superdog is a good place to check out, according to Kid Sister, if you want to get a hot dog. The gourmet option for hot dogs, which is not in any rap videos, unfortunately, but which is widely thought of as the place to go, is Hot Dogs. So it's this sort of the fancy non-rap version of Chicago hot dogs. They're popular, called Hot Dogs, which is worth checking out.
That's the spot that has the foie gras hot dog, right? Or did at one point.
Did, yeah. That was, I think, there as part of the rebellion against my former council person, Joe Moore, who, my alderman, rather, who proposed this ban on foie gras, which is very controversial. And what restaurants started doing was just, even when they didn't have foie gras, they would start serving it. And so they had a foie gras hot dog. They also are famous for their duck fat french fries. So that's apparently... You should get that.
We are going to take a very quick break, but when we get back, lots more from Ted Overrated. You're listening to You Look Hungry. Keep it locked.
Boogie Fool. I'm hot, right? Well, not quite. Fuck it, I'm a flame. When you pass the blunt, don't pass no blame. Pumping on that fuck that you thought I gave. Thought I wouldn't rise from hell, but I'm alive and well. Myself and material things.
This one's from Ace Boogie, Wild 100 Degrees on Heritage Radio Network.
Shit as good as pearly gates. So close to all, nigga, we good as gone. They say you're only good as your last hit. Shout out them hitters who ain't thinking song. And them niggas ain't thinking wrong. No secret, the reason's known. I say guerrilla warfare, they think Viet Cong, we thinking home. It's the wave you gotta catch, cause it's the wave that you can't miss. A lot of toes is getting tagged, a lot of fingers, niggas twist. Too many bodies getting snatched just to make a handsome grip. This heat wave in the shy, feel like 9 to 5 disaster shit. The weather change, they naturally trip. It ain't just the garden season, for the homies on the block. No talking, it's all from season. It's like they all competing, just another summer to me. It's flossing season everywhere. I be wild 100 degrees. Got my busiers in front of me, I'm 21 of them deep. Feel like a youngin' myself, still my youngest come up under me.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to You Look Hungry on Heritage Radio Network. I am still your host, Colin Holliman. And I don't know, but I love TechServe. TechServe is your local alternative to fixing your Apple computer or any amazing technology that you have. So check it out at techserve.com. And if you're just tuning in, I'm joined today by someone we will call Ted Overrated, a man who has created the ultimate blog for curating Chicago's finest rap videos that are filmed in or near restaurants. And it's called This Here's Overrated, But I Love Your City, Baby. Before the break, we were talking about what it is and where we should eat in Chicago. And I want to know, have you received any responses from rappers that you featured on the site? And if so, what was their response like?
Yes, so this guy Visual was really nice. I tweeted when I posted his video, and he had this video that was filmed out on tour. So parts of it were filmed in Europe, parts were filmed in Detroit, and I figured out that Papa's Cafe, Papa's Casa Sabroso in Humboldt Park, a Puerto Rican restaurant, was featured in the video. So I'd gotten that far, but there was this Chinese buffet that I just couldn't identify. I posted it anyway because I sort of had hit a wall, and I decided that just put it up there, don't worry about it. But he was kind enough to let me know that the Chinese buffet was in France, which is why I wasn't able to identify it. So that was really nice of him. And it would have just bothered me if I hadn't known that. So I really appreciated that. Also, I got some love from the Hood Internet, which is a group I really recommend. I think it's two guys who are mashup DJs. They were early on mashup DJs. They've got this really classic mix that's the Hood Internet just mixing up Chicago artists. So, you know, Smashing Pumpkins mixed up with a rapper, Twista mixed up with some sort of Chicago punk band. It's really well done. And they gave me a shout-out, and I posted one of their videos, which has some pretty solid places up on the Northwest side.
You know, rap and hip-hop tend to lend themselves to discussion of cuisine or filming around it, and vice versa. You know, you think about groups like Das Racist has rapped about cheese caves. Common rapped the song Food. You know, Lil Wayne talks about Domino's versus DiGiorno's. The list goes on and on. Why do you think that this is an often commonality that can occur?
Well, one thing that I've seen a lot with this stuff is that food is used for as a metaphor or as a sort of slang term for something else. So songs will often you know, talk about cabbage, guacamole, they refer to money, all kinds of other examples like that. There's a song that I have posted which is called Uncle Remus, which actually it's named after a chicken restaurant on the West Side, which ended up suing the guy or sending him a cease and desist order to change the name of it because he's using chickens as a sort of metaphor for dealing drugs. So that's one thing, is that food just seems to be the kind of thing that you can use to mean something else really easily. And if you're, you know, making rap music, you're trying to find stuff that rhymes with other stuff, and there's a lot of food that rhymes with other things. So I think that that's at least part of it. I haven't thought about it too much, but I'm going to use that as my working hypothesis.
I'm sure that in the process of curating these videos, you've probably found some interesting patterns that might emerge. Are there any that you've kind of spotted to date?
Yeah, so I mentioned this at one point somewhere. There's this weird gap that I don't understand. And it might just be that I don't, that I haven't looked in the right places, but there's this section of the city that's kind of it's a little bit southwest of downtown, but it's a pretty large section where I haven't found any restaurants and rap videos. I think that part of it might have to do with that section being a more predominantly Hispanic section of the city, but it's not just a Hispanic section of the city. It actually has a lot of different ethnic groups and a pretty large African-American population. There's also a fair number of Hispanic rappers in the city. So I don't know. I don't know exactly. Maybe someday I'm just going to stumble upon this trove of videos that are filmed west of the Dan Ryan and north of 55th Street. But so far, I haven't found any. That's been the main interesting finding that I've come across as far as just geographically what the patterns are.
What I love about these rap videos is because I've never been to Chicago, I can at least visually see some of the spots. And, you know, considering that you clearly love Chicago, what do you love the most about your city?
You know, it's got this, like, particular ethos to it. It's a really laid-back place. It's got a lot of the same stuff that you'd find in, you know, great American cities like New York or L.A., but Chicago is Midwestern, and it's very American, so there's this kind of unpretentiousness about it. So one place I forgot to mention, food-wise, which I think really exemplifies this, is a place called Valois in Hyde Park. It's called Valois See Your Food Cafeteria, and it's a place that politicians always visit. So I've been there just on a Sunday morning, and the governor's come through, and Barack Obama used to eat there, so they've got his favorite dishes that you can order hanging up in the restaurant. But it's this place that everyone's welcome. You can just go, and you can go up to the counter and order, and there's just really, you know, not really friendly, very gruff, but competent people working behind the counter will get you your food. And then you just sit with this really interesting, diverse group of people who are all eating their breakfasts, and you sometimes eat their breakfast there every weekend, or eat their dinner there once a week. So that kind of a feel, I don't know if it's necessarily the kind of thing that's unique to Chicago, but there's just very sort of unpretentious vibe here.
I just always think of DaBears all the time. It's just forever etched in my mind. But do you, you know, because when did you begin the blog? I'm wondering, how long? I mean, do you have a fear that you'll run out of videos to put on the site?
Yeah, I thought about that. I don't think so, because for one, Chicago's having this kind of renaissance. It's really blowing up as far as rap music right now. A lot of people have gotten record deals. People are paying a lot of attention to the city. I think there's been a lot more productivity in the past, or at least the productivity has been noticed much more on the internet than it has been in the past. So, you know, you can just go on a website like Fake Shore Drive, which is really, if you want to learn about Chicago rap music, Fake Shore Drive is the place to go. And every day there will be several new rap videos, not to mention several new rap songs, several new news stories about Chicago. So if I thought that, you know, there was going to be some sort of downturn in the production and the sort of dissemination of rap music in Chicago, I might be worried. But it's really, it's not going to be Chicago that lets me down. If the site peters out, it'll be me that's let Chicago down.
Who are some rappers or groups that are coming up that we should look for or listen to?
Yeah, so I mentioned that guy Tree earlier. I think he's really great, and the group of people that he works with called Project Mayhem, he's done really interesting stuff. Another guy who seems like he's sort of on the verge is named Chance the Rapper. Kendrick Lamar is someone who's gotten really popular, who's an L.A. rapper, and it seems like Chance is sort of influenced by his style of rapping and does some really interesting stuff. Beyond that, this guy King Louis, I think, is really great. He's really good at picking beats, got a really interesting flow. So King Louis is a solid guy. And another person who I think is pretty interesting is Spenzo. He's a really young guy coming out of Chicago who I think may have been signed by now. So I think any of those people could candidates to get really popular, which is going to be a matter of seeing whether or not that happens. But I would check all of them out.
If you could pick anybody that you featured on the site to have dinner with or lunch, where would y'all eat and what would you eat?
Oh, nice. That's a good question. So I would probably want to hang out with King Louis. He just seems like a super cool dude. Every interview I've ever seen with him seems super chill. And I would go to one of my favorite places in Chicago, which is Marie's Pizza and Liquors. It's a place on the northwest side. It's really hard to get to, but it's totally worth it. It's this liquor store that you walk through, and once you walk through the liquor store, there's this like red leather booth bar where you can order really delicious thin crust pizza.
What?
If you go there on the weekends, there's a band that plays who are really awesome. They'll sing sort of like Ethemore and stuff like that. So Marie's, it's like a hidden treasure. So I take King Louis there and we get some awesome pizza.
Wow, you can buy liquor in the liquor store and then go to the back and sit and eat pizza. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, exactly. And there's like a bar in the back, or it's like more like a side. You can go and there's this bar, and it's this really cool look. They've got this like incredible mirror that looks like it was custom made with the skyline of Chicago on it. So it's this really awesome looking place, and it's right next to this liquor store. So I think you can buy a bottle of wine in the liquor store, drink it with your pizza. Yeah, it's a great place.
Oh, my stars. Well, Ted Overrated, thank you so much for coming on the show.
And my pleasure.
You are pretty unbelievable. And for more information on This Here's Overrated, check out thishearsoverrated.tumblr.com. Thanks to Jack Inslee, Heritage Radio, and Robertus. I'll see y'all next week.
Let's go out to eat and get some meat. Turkey and jam, macaroni and ham. Say, do you like steak? I can surely make.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.